Sefer Vayikra begins, Vayikra el Moshe v'yidav Hashem elav mi'ol moed lemo. In the Gemara in Yuma, and Deftalit on the basis, Amar ben Asya, Rabba minayim la'omed davet l'chaveru shu babal yoma, at shiyoma lo lech emor, tamar lomar v'yidav Hashem Moshe v'yidav Hashem elav mi'ol moed lemo. The Gemara says, how do we know that when a person tells something to his friend, to somebody else, that he's forbidden to tell it, he's enjoined b'bal yoma, till that person gives him permission and tells him lech emor. So we learn it from this pasuk v'dav Hashem elav mi'ol moed lemo. So only if the Kodesh Baruch Hu gave permission lemo to say it over was it permitted. Now, just in terms of interpreting this, when Kodesh Baruch Hu spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu, the conversation and the dibur was directed specifically to Moshe and to Moshe alone. And were it not that Kadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe lemor and gave sanction for him to say it over, it would have been only between Kadosh Baruch Hu and Moshe, and he would have had no permission and right to tell others. And he would not even have been permitted to, of course, to communicate it to Klai Yisrael. And it would have remained, therefore, only between Moshe and Kodesh Baruch Hu. And the reason is, because as Kodesh Baruch Hu speaks to Moshe, he speaks to him b'loshen chibur, as Rashi says, v'yikra loshen chibur, with love. Loshen shemalachei ha'shavish min shtamshin bo. So Moshe Rabbeinu was, in a sense, Kodesh Baruch Hu's confidant. And he was speaking to him as a friend. And therefore, were it not that Kodesh Baruch Hu gave him special permission to say it over, so it would have been only, as the confidence was only to Moshe, he would have had no permission to transmit it to somebody else. But then when that was given, that permission, lemor, we become partners, so to speak, in this conversation, this intimate conversation between Kodesh Baruch Hu and Moshe Rabbeinu. And this we see also from the Gemara Nedarim and Daf Lamed Ches, that the Gemara says that the Torah was given to Moshe b'matana, for who nahag ba'ayin yafa u'masul li'yisrael, because of the special quality of the when Kodesh Baruch Hu speaks to Moshe as his friend and confidant, Moshe the Avhan Neviim, and Kodesh Baruch Hu speaks to him as Chazal Saint Rashi says, "Bekolo shel Amram," in the voice of Moshe's father. But that is very specific and unique conversation between Kodesh Baruch Hu and Moshe, that intimate conversation, it's not only for Nevuas Moshe, and it's part of every conversation Kodesh Baruch Hu has with the Navi, as we find with Shmuel and other Nevi'im.